Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Shit Show with J-Bo. It is currently about 7:11. Man, 7:11. 7:11 is part of my childhood, as well as Little Champ was. Do you guys remember the Little Champ? Little Champ was actually cooler. I used to always compare things with East Coast and small time versions, but more legitimate. I always felt that Little Champ, the Little Champ grocery store with the little guy with the boxing glove. I was always a big fan. They served slush puppies instead of slushies. And there is an actual big difference. It's kind of like comparing Hulk Hogan and the WWF back in the 80s to the NWA. Hulk Hogan WWF was a wrestling federation, but it was real Hollywood. You know, it was really, a lot of glitz, a lot of glamour. And I felt like it had probably more money behind it. However, the NWA was more real. You know, they had people like Ric Flair, Sting, the Road Warriors. I remember the these two brothers. They were like classic wrestlers. They were called the Twin Bulldogs or something like that. It wasn't the Steiner Brothers, maybe. I don't know. But it's 7-Eleven. It was 7-Eleven when I said that. And getting back to the convenience store thing, you know, I have very fond memories of being in Florida and sneaking out of the house, probably in bare feet. And that thing where they say the Florida Blackfoot, Marshmallow Foot, whatever they call it, it's real. You know, there's sand and there's dirt and there's melted tar that gets on your feet when you're walking into the convenience store. If you're lucky, you might have some flip-flops, but I never liked flip-flops for a couple reasons. Because my second toe on my right foot is so fucking long, it's very freaky. I guess it's a sign of royalty. I'm waiting for that to come true. You know, I'm secretly an important man. Maybe not so secretly to those who know me. Or maybe I'm a fucking joke to those who know me. I really don't know. My self-perception these days is quite off. It's very weird. You know, I woke up this morning and my buddy John on Facebook said something he didn't say it. He posted this article about how I didn't even read it. It just looked depressing. I'm 44 years old, and his little input on it was, man, this is what I have to look forward to as a middle-aged person. You know, he's so depressing. You know, for him, he's a great dude and he keeps it real, but I kind of feel like he's just waiting to die, you know? And it basically, the headline said, "Have you turned 47 yet?" And I wasn't going to read it because I'll be 47 in 3 short years. And man, I've been thinking about things lately. And, you know, it's not that I think my life is a waste or has been a waste. I've done a lot of cool things. And, you know, when I tell people stories of things I've done, they seem kind of impressed. You know, they seem like that's pretty cool. Like I'm the type of person who's seen a lot and done a lot. But I don't feel like I've secured my legacy as a human being. And one of those things I've been thinking about lately is having a child. That seems amazing to me. Like, I think I'm ready, and I think my ex-girlfriend, Rachel, kind of got me ready for that. And she had a little boy, and I kind of miss those guys, you know? And I'm like, I just want to fill this little boy or little girl with what's in me, you know, so I can pass it on, you know. I definitely want to tell them about the Beatles. I definitely want to tell them about music. I definitely want to get them to question mainstream narratives like CNN. Speaking of CNN, did you folks see that? I'm not going to get really political because, you know, basically they sap the ideas right out of my head. There's some power when I start talking about it. It feels like I can't even speak anymore. And but later I'm going to speak at length with my buddy Dave about it, about politics. So I just am actually really stoked right now. This is a little warm up for the day. It's just after 7 o'clock, and it's dark outside still. It's barely getting to be light, and I've got this nice little studio. I don't have the camera rocking, but at some point I will actually have a camera on me, and you guys can waste your time by watching a podcast like ordinary motherfuckers, you know? Oh, I don't listen to podcasts. I watch podcasts. What the fuck? I get it. Look, I've got a Nirvana shirt on. I'm going to have sunglasses and a beanie and a flannel. I mean, I'm going to be looking pretty cool for 1993 when that happens. But really, you shouldn't watch podcasts. So go watch my podcast if you're curious when it comes out. I got a lot of figuring to do. I got my Mac here. It's I got a camera. I'm on my new, I have a new, something called a Focusrite Claret 4 pre-USB interface. So it's, I used to just plug directly into the Mac, which is cool. I'm all about simplicity. But I got this other setup because I'm doing some recording at home now. And I've really bought some gear, man. I'm going to spend probably $2,000 on shit. And I'll be good to go, you know? I don't need the best gear because I think I got the best songs, you know. The world will be the judge of that, though. But I'm getting good gear. And right now, I'm talking through a new mic, so hopefully you guys can hear and feel the difference. But it's cool. I got this little thing from Amazon where it like, clips to your desk, and it's this arm, you know. So it's real pro. It's like hands-free mic, and it's not on the table. So I can sit here and fuck around on the computer. But yeah, how the hell are you guys? I'm just going on and on. I appreciate you listening. This is the Shit Show with J-Bo, and yeah, I got my new setup here. It's super cool. I can't wait to go live on YouTube and all that shit. You know, the goal is to have a legacy, really. And I guess I do have a bit of a legacy. I'm trying to help, you know, my nieces and nephews. I'm trying to help my brother in ways that I can. I went to Indianapolis on New Year's Eve. You guys don't know about that, but I did a podcast for it. It's just I was driving and there was some weird rubbing sound, so I'm going to post that. But it's one of those things where, like, you post it, but you don't make a big... Because I don't know how good it is or if it's any good. It's like you lower the expectations, you know? I'm going to post it, but, like, on the DL, like, hey, this is a supplemental episode, you know, coming back from Indianapolis. Hope you enjoy it. No big deal, you know? No editing. You know, it's like when a band, like the Black Keys, when they go... I just feel like, for instance, the Black Keys, I think they're so great at marketing. And I actually kind of know those dudes. And they're very, very smart, very, very talented. And Danny Auerbach's like an unbelievable songwriter. Although he never started out as a songwriter, he just kind of like threw shit together. But I guess that's what songs are. You're cobbling little bits together till you get something that's cool. But, you know, I would compare just throwing that side product out. You know, like, what am I trying to say here? The Black Keys, when they talk about making their music, they always say something to the effect of, oh yeah, that hit we wrote, that massive hit, we literally wrote it that day, and we recorded it that day. And it was just like no big deal. And it just makes you seem so much more badass, you know, when you lower those expectations. It's a trick people do all the time. You're like, wow. And really, you're striking fear in other bands' hearts, in other podcasters' hearts when you go, yeah, I just threw that out there. It was like sideway product, and yeah, big deal. You know, I didn't labor over it for 6 months and make it perfect. Because then it's like, oh, you know, you're Marc Maron. You have to edit everything to the... No, we just threw it out there. And so you lower that expectation, and all of a sudden it seems better, even if the product would have been the same. But it's the perception, right? Everything's a perception. Kurt Cobain was the reluctant star, right? He never wanted to be famous. He just threw shit out there. He was a slacker. Well, you say all this shit, and then all of a sudden you put out a badass record. It just sets, I don't know, it sets you up for success. You know, it's kind of like when I went to see 8 Mile, and I was so pissed off, and I was convinced it would be a terrible movie. Actually, no, that's not true. I wanted to see 8 Mile, but my ex-girlfriend took me to see this Adam Sandler movie called Punch Drunk Love or something like that. And I was so mad and I had no expectations, but I loved the movie and it was so powerful. And by the way, that's a great movie. I think Philip Seymour Hoffman's in it, who's one of my favorite actors. Adam Sandler. Oh, man. So how the hell are you guys? I worked out this morning. My sleeping schedule's all fucking weird. I got a couple days off now. And basically, I'm hyped on pre-workout right now. As you can probably tell, I'm jumping around. I'm feeling good. And I wanted to get a podcast in while I was feeling good, feeling energetic, feeling high. You want to get high? Co-gen. Pre-workout's the shit. But I drink coffee normally. But pre-workout has a ton of caffeine. And I use lit pre-workout. And I had a great workout today. And, oh, man, the women at the gym, a couple of them. Mm. You know, I said hi to a couple of them. You know, like, I just said hi. That's all you can do, right? Anything more than that is creep central. And who knows, maybe you establish a rapport. You know, you see them in the parking lot. You wait out there for them behind a car, and you pop up and act like you were, like, looking for your keys or something. I think that's the way to go. Of course I'm joking. But, you know, whatever. It was a good workout. I'm hyped. I got my new setup. And I vowed this 3-day vacation. So it's not a vacation. It's my days off. I work 4 days, and I'm off 3 days. I think it works out for my employer. If you're listening, Chuck. Oh, and by the way, hey, thanks, everybody, for listening. I have a feeling Dave Kiernan's listening. Jamie Hebert. Maybe my brother Farron. And everybody else out there, you know. Hit me up. Let me know your name. Give you a shout out. You don't even have to give me money. Just let me know you're listening, and I'll shout you out, man. It's like not like the True Crime Garage Guys, which is a great podcast, and I actually got to interview Captain. They will give you a shout out, but you have to donate to their beer fund. It's not a bad idea, actually. If this podcast ever gets, you know, really big, I don't know what I would call it. You know. Contribute to my new toilet, you know. What else, man? I just breathed into the mic. I hope that didn't make a big nasty sound. This is a warm up. Throwing this out there. Me and Dave are coming on later. I'm gonna put this up. I want to get some more content. I'm really sorry, guys. I've been really scattered, and but you know. I do want to continue the podcast, and I love it. I love doing it, and I'm really inspired. It's kind of like, you know, you get a new guitar, and you wouldn't think that would inspire you to write something great, but it does kind of, because you're fascinated, and you got that energy, and it's just a new guitar. Like, why would that make anything in your mind change? You know what I mean? Well, I got a new setup here. I got a new mic. I got a new interface. I'm feeling good, feeling techie, bro. Yeah, this weekend I'm going tech-free. Except for this pot, like, but what I'm saying is I'm staying off my phone, I'm not watching TV, and I'm just doing it like old school. Like, what would I do if I didn't have the internet? What would I do if I didn't have television? Well, you would lay there in misery, on the couch, gaining weight like a bump on the log, like my grandmother used to say, or you'd get up and do something creative and, like, roughshod, you know, and it's like creativity is like onward, going west, you know, building a business, building a song, building, you know, software. It's such a beautiful thing. It's what humans were meant to do, man. And there's nothing more rewarding. So that's what I'm going to do instead of giving my creative energy as I age over to let the television tell me what to think. Even if I agree with what they say, you know, I don't want to let them tell me what to think. I don't want to let the phone influence me. Actually, I don't mind if it influences me, because that's interesting too, because we are all like, if a real artist is kind of a reflection of society. So, but I don't want to take it easy and just let my heart go at a lower rate than when I sleep and just stare at my phone. It feels so good. I'm so addicted to it. And I'm not addicted to the likes or anything like that, because I don't get many likes. I'm just addicted to, like, the information, you know, just feels so good coming into my being. And I don't know, you know, it's so strange, but, like, some of the most relaxing shit I can imagine is like Ben Shapiro or Alex Jones just ranting about the left or about the globalists and shit. And I just love it. Anyway, why the fuck would that mellow me out? I mean, I fall asleep at really loud movies too. It's really weird. I remember driving out to the coast. a couple different times from Seattle out to Aberdeen, and it always seemed like a good idea. And I talked a couple people into it. But both times I think I fell asleep, and both times they were like blaring loud music, probably to keep me up, but that just... And then I'd get to the beach, and it would be super cold. I'd go out, it'd be like sunrise. You're like, okay, cool, man. Because it took 3 hours probably to get to the beach from Seattle. If you went down through Olympia, down out through Aberdeen and up to the coast. But it was, that's an amazing area. There's a great rainforest out there. Queets National Forest. I used to go out there and so cool. I would go out there and camp out and trip out. I did acid out there a couple times. One time I was on acid with my buddy Perry. We must have been broke because we didn't have anything to eat. Like, we went out on Easter Sunday. There was an eclipse that night, I believe. And there was also a comet that night. Look it up. It was probably 15 and 20 years ago. Probably 15 years ago. No, it would have been like 98, 99. So yeah, 20 years ago. And we were out there, and I remember, I don't remember the eclipse, but I believe there was a lunar eclipse that night, but I do remember the comet, and I was tripping, and all we had to eat was bananas and lentil soup. We had a couple bananas and some lentil soup. Perry just threw that together, and that was our food, and we were weirdly hungry, but you can't really eat when you're on acid, you know, it just feels strange. But maybe it was like anything to like stay, you know, not get a bad trip, like fill up my stomach. I don't know. I remember trying to eat some lentil soup and maybe a banana. And I remember looking up at the sky and thinking, man, where's that comet? Like, where's the fucking comet? But all of a sudden, like I was focusing on something, like not even meaning to. And it hit me and I go, holy shit, there's the comet. And it was so clear. It was so obvious what it was. And I don't know if it was like my enhanced visuals because I was on acid or what. But if you guys have ever taken a magnifying glass and burnt a leaf, you can burn, if you know, if you're in the sun, you can focus the energy onto a leaf and burn a hole in a leaf. And like there's a bright, hot, white center and a little bit of smoke coming off. And that's exactly what the comet looked like. It looked like burning a leaf with a magnifying glass. And I could actually see the smoke moving, you know? And I was like, holy shit, if I can see that from here, that's got to be massive. You know, it's got to be massive. Then the next morning, we were leaving the national park after we were, you know, we did some hikes. No. Yeah, I don't know. At some point, we did some hikes. Maybe it was the day before we tripped or something. I remember Perry, very cool dude, good friend of mine. I haven't talked to him in a while, but like we come across parts in the trail that had like a bunch of water in them, you know. And he was like very adamant. He's like, "Look, if you're a hiker, you hike through the mud. You don't go around the mud puddle. You know, you don't go around the puddle and make the path wider. You hike directly through." So I always remember that. I mean, I'll either jump over it, throw my jacket. I won't throw my jacket down. But if I have boots, it's directly. Remember, always walk through the mud, straight through the mud. Don't walk on the outside. You'll widen the path, and basically you're being weak, right? In a sense, you're being pampered as a human. You know, you can't stand a little bit. You got to walk through it, you know. Keep that path tight on the trail. But anyway, we were leaving the next day, and we ran into a herd at the time, and I was just coming down. I don't think I'd slept. A herd of rain camels. I called them rain camels, but I think they were elk. And they looked like camels with big old humps, and they were massive. And there was one passed in front of our car, and we had to stop the car. And then they all just were walking through the forest, like a herd of elk, rain camels, whatever they were. It seemed like 50 to 100. It may have only been 20, but there was a lot of them. And they would just look at us. And these beasts, these beasts were magnificent, and they could trample us at any moment. And you picture we're in the rainforest. This is all a temperate rainforest. It's so green that it looks like there's like neon green just growing over everything, and it's beautiful. And tripping, it looks even more wonderful. I remember leaving my former self on the rocks, on the banks, on the rocky banks. It never worked. My former self came back to me. But I remember shedding this former self and saying, you stay there, and just walking away, you know, like in the movies when a soul leaves the body kind of thing, that imagery. I don't know. And then we probably drove and got some breakfast, but it was crazy. We definitely got some coffee. Anywho, this is the shit show at J-Bo. I've been all over the place, starting here, ending here, or starting here, going there, going here, ended here. I hope it made sense. Hope you enjoyed it. Stay tuned for Dave. He's going to be on the show. We're going to be talking politics. But this has been a test of my new equipment. And enjoy. Have a great day. Enjoy your morning. Seize the day. Get off the internet. Go work out. And try not to be depressed. Try to do something amazing, right? Try to make a legacy. All right. This is the Shit Show with J-Bo. We'll talk soon. Bye.